This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Say just in regards to Ryan and his staff, you know, my first exposure in the draft room with his crew was before the combine, and to see the consistency with which the schedule comes and the structure, everything is working. There's a flow. There's a rhythm to all the madness behind what we do and how we do it. And Ryan really is the brains behind that. He set it all up, and it's. You can tell that this group, this organization, has been together for a number of years now because it's been running so smoothly. So,
Spiegelman Homes on a Friday. I am Judson Richards. You know this voice well. Luke Cannell is in. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. The breaking news, Lou, that we got just about 15 minutes before we went on air. The Bears and GM Ryan Poles have reached agreement on a contract extension that ties him to the Bears for the next 5 years. So that's through the 2029 season. Lou, did you know this, that Poles had 2 years remaining on his old deal? Were you in the know there? I know that sometimes we know these contracts, sometimes we don't.
I wasn't in the know. No, that was something the media has been talking about ever since Ben Johnson got the job. How much time does Ryan Poles have left on his contract? And one of the issues that the Bears have gone through over the last, forever was not getting the GM and head coach on the same time wavelength when it came to contracts. So now we know that they are going to be aligned at the hip contract-wise.
Did we think he had two? I think I may have thought he may have been down to 1 year.
Yeah,
on
I thought
his contract.
He was down to one. If you were to press me, I would have said, you know what, he's got 1 year left. But no one wants to go into that lame duck season. And if you feel he's done the job during the offseason to put his new head coach in a good position to win this year, and I'm not necessarily saying win 10, 11, 12 games, but win and show improvement from what we saw from last year's 5-win squad, then, yeah. The time was right.
Yeah, Ryan Poles has been overseeing the Bears since 2022. Since then, they went 3-14. We remember, you know, that ultimate tank, including trading away Roquan Smith, which we may still want to unpack because, you know, it sounds like you may see that right there neck and neck with the decision to bring in Matt Eberflus, although we can debate whether that was his decision or not. 2023, 7-10, and then last year's 5-12. Lou, you want to run some phone calls here?
Let's get through them.
Let's do it. 312-644-6767. Cliff is with us in Gurnee. Hitting lead off. Hey, Cliff, what's going on? What's your reaction to the Poles news?
Well, you know, he's made so many good moves, but it hasn't quite got us to a playoff yet. I would have maybe waited one more year and say, buddy, you got to make the playoffs this year. You got the coach. You got a kid who doesn't take the ball from under center, so you got to teach him how to do that. I know we're going to see replays of that stupid Daniels thing from Washington for the rest of our lives. hopefully, it'll be the story that Johnson gets them right, and they can show that all they want as long as we start making the playoffs. So, it's a 50-50 on my end. I would have waited one more year and said, kid, we got to see a playoff before I give you this. But I get it. So I'm not saying no, because he's made a lot of great moves that every one of us as a Bear fan would say, yeah, that's a good move. Yeah, I would have picked that kid. Absolutely. No worries. But I just don't know until they make the playoffs. So we'll see.
I'm not sure making the playoffs is the right barometer to decide whether Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles have had a successful season, first season together this coming year. Showing improvement. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean going from 5 wins to 6 wins is showing improvement. I want to see improvement from an offense because you went out and got the number one offensive mind. I want to see a different offensive line because you spent all that money in making those deals for Jonah Jackson and Joe Tooey in signing Drew Dahlman as a center. I want to see pressure on the quarterback this year that I did not see last year from a DeMarcus Walker, who didn't, in my opinion, live up to the contract that he received from Ryan Poles. That's one of the misses, right? If you were to ask me about misses that Ryan Poles made. But I want to see improvement, and that means 7, 8 wins. Being in it, having discussion about the Bears getting into the playoffs in December, something that we have not experienced in this town since Matt Nagy was around.
Right, and one of the things that has happened is not only have they hired Ben Johnson, which, for my money, Ben Johnson chose the Bears, and then they showed up with the money for his contract. But Ben Johnson, I think, has found a lot of great coaches all around the NFL to do a lot of the things that it seems like, since Ryan Poles has been in charge, they haven't been able to coach up players. I think that may be something that's turning the corner. But I don't necessarily know if I can credit Ryan Poles with that, because I think Ben Johnson, I think so many people want to work for and under Ben Johnson. Back to the phones. 312-644-6767. Mike is with us in Park Ridge. Hey, Mike, what's your reaction to the Ryan Poles news?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I think it's about the most Bears thing that I've ever seen. They're rewarding incompetence. Whether this guy made the right call in hiring the new coach, I don't know, because this new coach has never coached an NFL game before. But just move after move after move that Ryan Poles has made, whether it relates to the coaching or whether it relates to the roster, they've all been disastrous. Whether it's the Claypool trade, whether it's the Roquan Smith trade, whether it was, you know, trading down in the draft 2 years ago so that they wouldn't have to pick Jalen Carter, whether it was the draft picks they made last year, whether it was keeping Eberflus last year, when you knew that you were going to have a brand new quarterback, you know, it would have made sense to bring in an offensive coach to replace Eberflus at that time. None of the moves that this guy's made have been successful moves. And the idea that the arrow was pointing in the right direction because they hired Johnson to be the coach, that to me is the most inexplicable reason to extend a guy who's shown you nothing but failure for his entire time here, a five-year extension. It blows my mind. But at the same time, it's the most Bears thing.
So you don't think he's made any good moves out there? That's what I'm hearing from you, right?
I'm not saying he hasn't made good moves. I'm saying he hasn't made very many, and he's made a lot of bad ones.
He's made a number of bad ones, but he's made some good moves too. Did you like the Kyler Gordon first round pick?
Did I like Kyler Gordon?
Yeah.
It wasn't a first round pick. It was a second round.
His first pick as a GM.
I do think that was a good pick.
All right, Darnell Wright, decent pick on the offensive line, right?
I disagree with that. You traded down so that you wouldn't take a probable future Hall of Famer at defensive tackle, which was the most important position to that coach.
A guy who may have been a problem with the Bears roster. All right, he's talking about Jalen Carter. And everyone would agree that talent-wise, Jalen Carter was the best player available in that draft.
Sure.
All right. But the baggage that he brought, all right, to an NFL team was something that, in my opinion, and I believe that the Bears felt the same way, the Bears couldn't handle at that point with the roster they had. He was a player that would have run roughshod over that coaching staff in that locker room. He fit in Philadelphia's locker room because of the veterans that he played with. He would not have fit well in Chicago. So to hold that against Ryan Poles, if you would have picked him, if you would have selected Jalen Carter, and then Carter came in and had all kinds of issues, character issues, off the field, inside the locker room, then you would have criticized for Poles, all right, for going out and getting a problem child and putting him on a roster that couldn't handle that type of character, that type of personality.
Listen, I was pro taking Jalen Carter, but listening to you and Mike go back and forth there, I can't believe there wasn't one other player brought
up. TJ Edwards.
No. The player that will decide ultimately the Wikipedia page of Ryan Poles.
Well, that's Caleb Williams, and thanks to the trade that he pulled off against Carolina.
Right. So, you know, we can go over every single pick of his draft. When I think of Poles' draft, to be honest, I think a little bit of Velus Jones Jr. That was the first offensive player he ever took. But his career, really everything about Ryan Poles, the football man, I think is going to be decided by Caleb Williams. Ben Johnson, I think, chose the Bears. I think Ben Johnson chose the Bears because he saw what he needed to see in Caleb Williams. And they gave him the contract. Right? I think he was going to be incredibly expensive. I will give ownership credit. But I think that if Ryan Poles, whether or not he deserves it, I say no as of now because he still had 2 years left. Right? Like, we can go back and forth. None of us agree he deserved a five-year extension. He hasn't done enough. But we'll all come down to Caleb Williams. Right?
100%.
Yeah, yeah. And Poles got that guy.
And listen, if Caleb Williams doesn't play well this year, we will point the finger at Ben Johnson for not being the miracle worker. No, at some point we'll point it at Poles if in year four he hasn't turned it around.
Yeah, it's like, when do we point the finger at Poles as he continues to get extensions?
Well, I think you already have fans pointing the finger at Ryan Poles saying, why didn't you take Jaden Daniels instead of Caleb Williams?
Right.
It's easy to say that after the year that Jaden Daniels just had. And yeah, there were a handful of fans out there who felt that Jaden Daniels might have been a better pick than Caleb Williams at number one. But the majority felt that the generational quarterback was Williams.
Yep. And speaking of Caleb and everything that's going to come out in that book, no more excuses, because what the Bears haven't been able to do, now they've gotten in Ben Johnson, who's supposed to be able to put the quarterback in the best place to succeed, at least for available head coaches that are out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.